And put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping, burp it, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping, burp it, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
She sent me. Okay, sir?
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome Live. Sorry for the delay. We was waiting on our guests.
Sorry, guys. I apologize.
I apologize when it's your time to speak.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Yo, wow. Let's go, team. Let's go, team. Introduce yourself.
Yo, y'all ready? It's your boy Black Success. Sunday, June 9th. You can see me face to face. See my style. See my swag. You know what I mean? You get some of this drip. You know what I mean? At Club Fusion. I'm going to drop a tip on that in the comments.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Now you speak. We said, gotta go.
Hi, guys. It's Layla. Passing through. I apologize for being late. I made a bit of a blonde move. So, I mean, I'm here now, so let's see what's up.
How's everybody's Sunday going today?
It's good.
Good. So far, so good.
Well, mine's not so great. You know, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, but... I'm here. Yeah, you know, I don't never call out of work. I just work. Lodges work. I still show
this
up.
This is true. Yo. You never call out of work, bro.
I never call out. Even when I'm sick, I'm down.
That's crazy, man. That's
just keep going.
People got to accommodate you and, you know, appreciate you a little bit more, bro.
That's a fact, man. But this is when you really feel the single shit more, man. You ain't got nobody to look out for you.
Right.
So you're sick and fucked up.
You
got
to take care of you. You got to be the doctor, the patient.
Got to make your own tea. Got to make your own mess. Got to rub your own back.
Time for you to settle, man. You know,
you're... Whoa, what's the settle word? Look.
Word. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we can't with the settle okay. Word, man.
Your preference is out there.
Listen, man, we ain't replaced... bring your mic closer, bro. We ain't replaced Tanya. She out on vacation. She went back to the motherland. She out in Guyana. You know what I'm saying? Shaking her ass. Her Auntie Ty having fun out there.
As
so there's no spicy hot topics or tea, whatever we going to say. So we're going to go straight topics today, you know, straight shit talking all day. So our first topic, we're going to talk about broken friendships and, like, the loyalty after the broken friendships. So does the loyalty still apply to your ex-friend?
What you mean?
As far as, like, talking, like, telling their business and stuff?
Yeah, it's getting into that.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you protect like the relationship as far as like, oh, what happened to this and that? Do you tell your side of the story about what happened to the friendship, meaning stuff like that? Like,
see, it depends on what they do, because I personally
talking about you ain't hear nothing. So someone like, oh, what happened to you and your own girl?
Oh, I mean, it just, you know, shit happened.
Now if you heard that she said something that made you look funny, were you gonna tell your side? You still gonna be like, you know, shit happens.
I mean, it depends, because sometimes I really don't give a fuck. But it
I'm talking about your friend, not your acquaintance.
No, I mean, I don't care. Meaning, like, there are times when I just don't care. Like, there are times when, like, you can say whatever you want to say to whoever you want to say to. If it's not messing my money up, then you can say whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not messing up my brand or my whatever, then it's whatever. But, like, if it's just a bunch of nobodies, it's like, all right, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
Aisha Curry got the same hairdo as you right now.
Does she?
She's not having a good week. Just to let you know.
But you team Aisha this week, though.
Yeah,
team Aisha.
I'm trying to save, but try to bring it back.
I agree. I think that I don't really think it's holding the loyalty. I think it's more of just your character. Like, it don't. If I know I'm not that type of person, I don't care what you do to me. I'm going to remain true to me. So if you want to show your character and you want to put business out there, that's on you. But I'm not here to downplay you or to talk bad about you or anything. You know, so, I mean, it does depend if I want to explain myself or not, but 9 times out of 10, I'm not getting into details with nobody because I don't have shit to prove to nobody. It don't matter. Whatever we going through is whatever we go through, so.
Pretty much. That actually happened to me not recently, but a few months back, where somebody found themselves trying to do all that.
If I hear you talking, I'm going to just go to you. That's it.
Pretty much. Either go to you or just cut friend. You off.
Yeah.
I mean, the relationship is already cut off. This is what I'm saying. Like, they're not friends no more, so.
But then it ain't nothing. You could talk all you want to. Clearly, you mad. I'm not.
Right.
So, you clearly still bothered. I'm good.
Exactly. That's how you feel?
I feel like, you know, your truth is your truth. You know what I mean? If that's what happened, that's what happened.
That's you a know? Fact, too.
I feel like people want to. Everything can't be private. You feel me? Life is life. You feel me? When things happen, things happen. And, you know, everything affects people differently. You know what I mean? So you might be a private person and, you know, you might see me with Lie every day and then one day you no longer see me with Lie. Of course people going to ask what the fuck happened. Where's Lie? Where your boy at? That's your boy. Why you ain't chilling with your boy anymore? Mm-hmm. And sometimes the only way to stop getting all those questions is to tell the truth. Yo, this what happened. I did some fucked up shit. He DM my shorty. I ain't like it. Is it? That's I mean, true. Like, could be. That's the truth.
You can't protect. Yeah, that's the truth.
There's nothing about your character there. That's
not revealing secrets. That's the truth.
This is what happened. This is the truth. Now, if I'm running around telling lies about you because we're not friends, that's different.
But could you be petty for telling the truth?
It depends on how.
Even if the truth could be damaging to the other person.
I mean, yes and no, because. The truth is still the truth.
The truth should set you free.
But why do you feel the need to tell somebody?
Because it's the truth.
No, it is the truth. It is the truth. The truth is the truth. Every day. The truth is the truth every day. But even if somebody asks, regardless of the fact, just because he might ask you, what happened and you tell him doesn't mean that the next person ain't going to ask you the same thing. You're going to have to keep saying, you're going to have to keep telling the same story over and over and over
probably,
because
probably
niggas
not.
Don't give a fuck.
Probably,
regardless,
probably
I could, you could ask me a question. It's like
make a post.
With somebody. it's like breaking up with somebody too. Like somebody asks you what happened now? You know, we just decided to go our separate ways or whatever. Sometimes when you are dismissive like that and they get the deal, it's just like, oh, they don't want to talk about it. You know what I mean? I'm going to leave it alone. You get what I'm saying? But when you talk, now niggas want to know more. Then they want to know more. Then they talking to somebody else, and then somebody hear the story, but they want to come to you to hear what you got to say. Like, it just becomes a whole circle.
I mean, at the end of the day, everyone don't get a response. So you got to think about it like that. So the people that are worthy of a response of your truth,
tell the truth. More often than not,
I'm one of the motherfuckers. My truth is I don't care. Put the truth out there. Put it out there. I'm all right with the way my life played out, with all my relationships and friendships, and I don't have nobody bad mouthing me in a negative way to actually know me or fuck with me in any way. All my friends are still my friends. All my friends from the past, still my friends to this day. Somebody see something happen to me, it's gonna be chocolate drops and raindrops outside because something's gonna happen back. Like, you know what I mean? People love me. Because I've been the same person and the loyalty doesn't change. But people cannot, it's like a breakup. People go, delete all the pictures and what are you doing? This person was in your life. You got memories with this person. Taking down the fucking picture don't mean y'all wasn't dating now.
Some people delete pictures just because they want to delete those memories.
They want to start.
They don't want to see it.
But those memories are there.
You don't want to see it.
Those memories are there. Whether you want to see it or not, those memories are there.
Last year on this.
But sometimes we don't want to be reminded of the memories.
I'm sorry about that. I'm just saying. That's somebody scared to look in the mirror. Your truth is your truth.
No, that's not.
You got to be happy when you're naked.
What if you're in a new relationship and then here you go, boom, the ex come up?
You get what I'm saying. Your ex is gonna come up sometimes.
Period.
Whether you want it to or not. That's part of the shit. Cause they're gonna be like, oh, you think I'm that bitch? Like, you know what I mean? So it just it depends. But at the end of the day, the truth is the truth, baby. I mean, if you want to look like me, this is milky skin. This ain't no bullshit. And once I put on my fucking Danny Spice oil and all that, that's what I'm talking about. Once I throw on my little Danny Spice and all that and step outside, you see the beard connected. This is this happy shit right here. When you happy and you honest and you speaking your truth, then you're going to blossom. You're going to flourish. You're gonna
when you're happy and flourishing, there's certain things that you just don't entertain. Like a negative situation. Like, look, I'm happy, I'm good. I don't even need to go back and relive that.
It's a free world.
But what I'm saying is when you're happy or whatever, there's certain things that you won't entertain. Like, nah, I'm not even doing that. Like, I'm living my life, I'm doing whatever I need to do. Like, I'm not even having that conversation right now. Because that's just gonna bring me to a place that I'm not trying to go. I'm over here.
When you're happy and when you're leveling up. Because certain things, like certain conversations don't matter no more. Need to happen beyond a point. It's like, all right, that's a bad situation. I learned from it. I grew from it.
Yeah.
Don't want to talk about it no more. It is what it is. Yeah. Fuck it. You know what? I agree with you, though. Truth is truth. So,
it
like,
is.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think the more people hide from their truth, it's like they're like,
them.
Yeah, because it's kind of like you're like, you want to seem so perfect or seem like you don't got issues. Like, nah, homie, talk about your truth, talk about the things that's going on in your life.
But in light of the truth, now this is your ex friend. They know a lot of your dirty secrets. Mm. Now you're not dealing with each other, and you find out they're revealing a lot of your truths that only they know.
You see, they were in your
how you feel about that now.
Yeah, you see now that.
Like a lot of your truths, your secrets could hurt you in your life that's going on now. You know what I'm saying? How you going to feel now about that? How you going to feel about that? Would you feel like you had to return the favor and reveal some secrets about... Nah, be keeping it 100.
No.
If they letting shit out about you in your life...
No.
Don't act like you ain't going to...
No, but this is why I say no, because at the end of the day, that's you gotta live with what you did. Me, I'm just stooping down to your level if I do something like that. That's just me getting out of character. What I need to get out of character for? You're showing you're hurt, you're showing you're upset by just pouring out my... You mad. You could do all of that. You gonna get your karma. I don't have to do that. Like, I don't have to go back and be like, oh, well, you said this, so you... Like, no, I'm not doing none of that. That's too much energy I'm giving to you. I don't care enough. If you want to do that, then you live with that. You live with the fact that you did something to me and I didn't do anything to you. That's
so
you, on you.
You A-okay with just hearing all your dirty secrets going out from your, like, your right hand?
I might come to you. It might be a different direction. Like, if I feel like you trying to, like
they violating. That's not your friend no more.
So now I'm
they violating you with your truth,
violating,
though.
But I'm not going to... I'm going to handle it a different way. I'm not going to pour out your stuff because you came to me and you confided in me. I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
You're not going
to
pour out their truth?
No.
Some of the shit they did?
That's petty.
That's not me.
That's petty.
But this literally happened to me earlier this year where I was cool with somebody and... she basically was overstepping because you know how sometimes you tell friends stuff and they like see you. I was dealing with a relationship. It was like a relationship thing. And
Relationship thing.
Are you single?
Yeah.
She's okay. Single. So
yeah.
Situationship
about it, though,
thing.
For like a second. You said
situationship.
But anyway,
I was
in a situationship. That's exactly what it was. Uh-huh. And you know, it was just not something that she felt like I should have been. Entertaining,
mm-hmm.
right?
She felt like that.
She felt
you.
Like I shouldn't have been entertaining it. So I was like, you know, I understood. I appreciated her concern. I appreciated her being protective of me. Mm. So it was like, all right, cool. But beyond the point, it just started getting creepy because it was just levels to the relationship. You know what I mean? Even between me and her, because we're friends. I'm not. You know, like I'm a cool, very like down to earth person. Like, you know what I mean? I respect everybody's choices. She's into women. I'm not. So there's like her wanting to control what I was doing. And
she
tell
liked
me,
you.
Yeah. Right. So there was that side. So once I kind of started distancing myself, and she realized that me and homeboy, like I stopped once I started seeing her kind of dogging him out. After a point, I fell back from the situation. Like, all right, nah, like. Because my loyalty is going to be with the person I'm talking to. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to really feel comfortable, like, having these, you know, mm-hmm. double conversations. Backed off. She found herself exposing what she thought she knew about our relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, ended up being...
We're going to get to that.
It ended up being a crazy situation. She went live and everything. It was like...
What?
Yes. Went live. Went live in a group.
Only I go live, girl.
That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck?
She went live.
I feel disrespected now. What the fuck?
I was about to say she pulled a J.
Yeah. Her girl went live and everything and was trying to expose what she felt like she knew about the whole situation. Was trying to tarnish me and everything. And I'm just
she
like,
pretty.
Oh, super petty.
That just says a lot about her, though.
She's corny.
Super.
That just says a lot about her. A lot of women are like that, though. A lot of women.
I have to agree.
And yo, I didn't even, and as much shit as she told me, listen, if I was to go in on this girl, if I was the type of person that she is, you know how many people would just not fuck with her? Like, at all?
But that's, I don't think sometimes you gotta call a spade and match people's energy, though.
That's the facade that everyone want to hide all their truths, so now they seem like you know what I mean. And if your truths was out there, people it's wouldn't think that you are who you are.
It's, you can't just always say truths. Your friends, some of your friends know your secrets. That's some of your friends know shit that could damage your life.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Really,
and if that get out,
all my friends that know those things are still my friends.
Yeah, they gotta remain.
Same here.
All my friends that know that fire.
That's what I'm saying. There's some friends that got some ether siblings, on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my siblings too.
Right.
I hold my siblings very close.
One or two. I don't really. Yeah, I have two very close female friends. That
at the
I
end of the day, I just feel like everybody don't need to know everything. That's you get true. What I'm saying?
So nobody feels like they should match fire with fire when somebody getting their secrets aired out.
I
feel like I'm gonna match it too.
I'm
a match it. If you could ruin, like, if I got a relationship and you villain, oh, that nigga cheated, he did that, he did that, and he telling mad shit, and you just air me out, and he got a girl and shit too. Fuck, we both gonna be single then. We both gonna be on sex.
I'm not good at arguing. So I'm not gonna air your shit out, but I'm not even gonna lie, I'll probably resort to violence. Like, I probably wanna see you.
I have a confession to make. Okay, so after I kinda tried to take the high road, and she kept coming from, like, all right. So months passed, and my boy posted, like, a workout video with me and him. And she was on it, like, oh, she said some crazy disrespectful shit, like, this bitch, this whack asshole still trying to be. I wasn't even in a group no more, mind you. So I got it. I had them add me back, and I went off on her. And I was like, yo, did you tell them that she was
speaking? In the group?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is all via social media.
This is not our group.
Did you tell your boy that you out here trying to get involved in shit that she was feeding him? Come on, don't try to send for me. I went off on her.
Women just don't want to see other women in relationships or happy or with a dude. It's just crazy. That's why women need.
That's one of my questions, though. Why do females have more broken friendships than men?
Oh, man. I'm going first.
He started it. He was already started it. He didn't even know. He was ready.
No, because it's real shit. Like, yo, this shit crazy, right? I'm 35. And
I think it's the earrings.
Earrings
is looking nice.
CBBS's. They are here.
They're looking nice.
Boo Boo Pumpkin Pop. Let me share. I'm sorry. I was trying to be humble. So now what it is that, like, I'm 35, and honestly, it takes a lot for me and a dude to clash. It takes a lot for, like, two men to, like, really, like, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. Lie is hard headed. Lie sometimes want to do shit that, to me, obviously does not make sense. But because he's lying, he's my friend for the sake of the friendship, I think, you know what, Lie, we gonna do it your way. And sometimes we go do it his way, find out it was wrong, and then Lie be like, he look at me like, yo, sir, you was right. Like, I was trying to avoid the whole experience. Right?
I always admit what I'm wrong.
He definitely admit it. But see, women would do that, and then that'd be the beginning of the end for them. Something small like that, where they, like, you know, women are just so fucking petty and jealous, and they compare their lives. Like, I don't compare my life to no man. I'm not comparing my body to no man. Right. I'm not comparing my hair, my outfits, like, the amount of attention or likes. Like, I don't think men are thinking like that. Men aren't operating like that. You know what I mean? But a lot of women do. A lot of women, they compare themselves. They compare themselves all day, every day. Men just don't do that. And I think that's why women have a lot of fallouts. That's why some of y'all don't have your childhood friends with y'all. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, Gary, me and Gary went to the fucking eighth grade prom.
This
like,
is Gary who?
Gary Abram.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's my man from Ye. Like, mm-hmm. when I first moved to Coney Island, like, that's still my man. We never even had an argument. Never had to scrap out, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Just because that's how dudes are. Dudes are more like, this is what it is. This is who I am. You either fucking with it or you not. Where women, you don't like something about each other, y'all start going crazy. Like, you're trying to change each other. You can't. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you wrong and she wrong. Y'all both got wrong. Shut the fuck up. Just be friends.
They get emotional about it. That's what it is.
Cause y'all
my
need,
friends, I still have my friends from like I was young too. So like my friends are my friends and they become my family. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think that women are just catty. They get emotional, they get catty. It's like they just want to express themselves all the time.
Are you including yourself in that definition?
Cuz I'm not catty at all.
Gotcha.
I'm not
catty neither though.
Like yeah, like I don't believe like if I have an issue with my friend, like I feel like we can talk about it. I don't have to talk to nobody else about it. Exactly. I'm coming to you. If I feel like you got an issue with me, I'm coming to you. Like, what's the problem? What's the issue? Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you might get into a situation where they might feel like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Whatever. Like they want to act, but I'm coming to you because this is what friends do. We address issues, we talk about it, and we figure it out.
When she said catty, was I the only one that imagined the cat daddy dance? Like, you know what I mean? It just came in my head. I just want to do this. I just want to throw it out there.
That sound like women more prideful than men when it comes to friendships.
They're not. And
that's what it sounds like. That's why.
What women do.
It seemed like women will sacrifice their friendship. Like, instead of saying that.
To me, that's not a friendship. Right. To me, that's not a real friendship. It's
that's another thing, too. A lot of women make friends off of the hate of another person, another woman.
Mutual enemies.
Hey, girl. I hate that bitch, too. I see. Fuck out of here, V. Shout out to Sean. He in the building.
Best friends off of a mutual enemy.
Hey, a mutual enemy.
I seen it. Off my own page.
Off a dislike of somebody else. We hate black. Black is black. Black is black.
Turkey burgers.
But hold on.
Can I say something?
No.
I got BBS.
But yeah.
BBS.
But.
I left my home.
Okay.
I'm bringing it back.
So I can say from personal experience, right? Say somebody wants to befriend you because they see that, okay, I don't like this person or whatever like that, and I see
that's
that you had an issue with this person.
Though.
It's catty.
That's messy,
but
too.
Is it that they become friends, or is it that the person can observe what the other person is doing and they just being cordial? But you might think that they're friends.
That's what women do.
But men
women
want to
make friends with their...
Men
don't make
yes,
friends.
Men do.
We don't make friends
yes,
with
men.
No, they don't. Men don't make friends with their enemies.
I have a problem with
friends because they hate of another nigga. We don't do that.
Men do.
Not all men, but men do.
Just like not all women make friends off of enemies. Like, it's the same thing. But
most women connect off the hate of another person. You both could be right here. If I'm a chick, like, see that girl's shoes? Come on, girls, go get some tea. Now y'all want to be buddy-buddy. Like, nigga ain't going to do that. Like, you see son Tim's? Yo, come on, let's go get a drink, my nigga. Like, nah, we not going to do that. Like, that's what certain chicks do.
I mean, certain chicks, exactly. Certain, not everybody.
A lot.
Do that. No, some. Not a lot. Because you have two that don't.
Exactly.
Y'all two are lying.
No, we two aren't. Never.
Listen, if
like,
I have an issue with
my friends are my friends.
I wish I could
bottom
see
line.
It worked. I have my childhood friends. I mean, I grew up somewhat of a tomboy, so most of my childhood friends
You grew up a tomboy too?
Man, I did. It took me having my daughter to kind of like...
Nah, I'm still there.
And now you went the other way.
I'm two kids in. I'm still there.
I mean, not the other way. I still kind of don't care. I still like roll out the bed. Like if I ain't gotta get dressed for work, I love wearing my sweats and just kicking it. I don't care about none of the extra shit.
Chicks lose friendship because they don't be really friends. That's really
that's how I feel. Because what they do and what I don't understand too.
Chicks make friendships.
I'm a woman, of course. I'm a female. I'm
sorry. Over catching a nigga cheating.
Nah, but what they do is they'll get into a situation, talk crazy about whoever, a whole big spat, and then they become friends again.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you.
And then they get cool again. Like, to me, that's not a friend. Like, if you gonna do that,
women do that is the most damaging, right? Women. We'll meet another chick, right? Let's say they both don't like black for whatever so reason. Coincident, right? And they will go tell each other all their dirty laundry. Okay. I mean all. You knew each other 2 months, 3 months. You know all my business. She know all your business. And now you're not cool not the fourth right. month. Women do that all the time. Not that's happen. How. That's how most y'all. That's how no. you know. We see very much some. Online. We see some. Very much online. Chicks be getting mad at chicks. They be exposing y'all nude. Yeah, it don't be dudes. I don't see dudes.
This only a world with like a girlfriend. Look, who dick y'all suck. Look,
dudes don't do that.
Listen.
I'm never gonna say.
Imagine
fuck what's name. That's between me and you.
And I'm never gonna say that either.
But black, look.
I never do that as a woman.
Imagine like me being a dude, right? And I find out my girl got a side nigga. There's no way that I'm gonna become friends with the side. I've seen situations where girls became friends because they found out that she was a side chick,
yes.
but she was getting lied to. But now they got so much
dumb.
In common.
That's dumb.
But now they're friends now.
That's dumb.
What happened?
They saw the whole tribe off that.
Oh, they meet all the friends. They put them in a group chat.
I'm gonna need y'all to make better choices
like, really
and the type
y'all.
Of women that you associate yourself
not
thank
associating
you.
Myself with.
Well, we
thank
associate
you.
With wives, but
we meet all realms of women.
Yeah. Wow, you like that?
You never had a female that got cool with the side chick?
I mean, yeah.
All right, this. So what you mean? We associate you? You know a bitch
not,
like that too?
That's not everybody.
I ain't say everybody. I just said I gave an example. I gave an example. I said I never met a man who did that. I never met a man who became friends with the side nigga. Never. But I've met women who became friends with the side chick. I swear to God.
I know a guy that's become cool with some dude that.
I never met a man that was cool with a nigga a nigga that was fucking his wife. Yeah, his shorty. Nah, you crazy?
Nah, really? Nah.
Never.
What about bros before hoes?
Never. I don't know him. Now, if that's my man and he's fucking the girl, I don't care. Exactly. But if he's a stranger. No, if he's a stranger and I met him.
Because
I,
bitch. Like, no, it's the same thing.
No, it's a difference. Listen to what you're saying. If that's my friend and we fucking the same shit, nigga, that's fun. All right, my nigga. But if you my girl and I met you like because I went to your phone and seen him, I'm not going to befriend him. Like, that's crazy. Like, I'm not going to befriend him. There's no way that's going to happen. But chicks will become friends. They will go through the man phone, meet the bitch, go out for tea, crumpets, talk, get all the information,
but
become
not
friends.
Really and step.
Really
but really
that's
friends.
What I'm saying,
they're
though.
Not really friends. No, listen.
She's
exactly.
She has
but
a him,
it's not even
him,
trying to get back at him. She's trying to figure out whatever. What the other girl, like, what happened. She's trying to be nosy. She's trying to see the depths of the relationship, or she's trying to get something out. There's no friendship there.
I'm talking about even the nigga could be gone. But they still
but
how y'all become friends? It's a crazy story.
Not
we done met
because they're not becoming friends.
Yes.
All she's doing is befriending
no.
her.
No, you don't listen to what I'm saying.
No,
listen to what I'm
friends.
Telling you. I said the nigga could be gone already. No more nigga. They both done with the nigga.
No,
but they're still
gonna
be cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come on. Like I've seen this shit.
I just had to reflect. I know a few chicks that have become cool over a dude
that's
like,
a fact
dealing
a
with
nigga
that's
penis
crazy.
Done brought
but
the bitches
that's
together
fucking crazy. But to me, that's a competition thing. That's not a real friendship to me.
It's not a competition if the nigga is gone. Listen what I'm telling you.
It don't matter whether the nigga gone is not.
Dude ain't nobody
like
dude
is
nobody gone. Yeah, that's it.
That's not a friendship. That's a phony situation.
Nah, it's our sister wives story.
And it's a phony sister wives is a phony situation.
No, it ain't. That's just lifelong commitments.
I know it's... I'm being cool with you so I can stay close. That's what sister wives are. I don't care what nobody say.
Keep
I'm keeping exactly.
Closer.
I want to be nosy. Like I want to see what's going on with this
right.
nigga.
I just said if the nigga could be gone. I met chicks that, like
but
I said, both
you,
dropped the
I
nigga.
Have
exactly.
Have,
this, look, this is a woman saying, you act like I'm bugging. The nigga could be gone.
No,
we both ain't fucking with him, girl.
I know.
And now they friends.
They both phony. It shows a lot about their character. They're both
how?
Phony.
How? They got connected through the nigga
they're
dick.
They're both agree, phony. You can't tell. I'm not going to trust nobody like
phony for having feelings.
No, I'm not calling them phony for having feelings. I'm calling them phony because you basically befriended somebody that y'all both were fucking. Whatever the situation is, you became friends.
Happens
like
all the time.
It ain't. It happens all the time because bitches be phony.
Olivia Pope got cool with the fucking wife.
The president wife. She represented it. That's just prime example.
She wore the Zara.
Then I really really being phony, because, I mean, they could have just let him go because they realized he was an ancient nigga. So they like, yo, that's fucked up.
Thank you. You're keeping it real.
You know what I mean?
Thank you, Thea. Yeah, somebody got to keep it real. Because they ain't acting like I'm crazy.
I'm not saying that you're crazy. I'm just giving you a different perspective of how I would look at it. How I would look at it is, y'all niggas ain't friends. Like, fuck out of here. Y'all both fake. Like, I mean, that's how I would look at it. You look at it from your perspective. Fake. I look at it from my perspective.
I've seen.
I'm not being cool with no.
A few friendships. Two girls I know.
You've seen a lot.
No, they friends.
They friends.
No, what I'm saying.
A nigga dick them, like, bring a bitch together. Like,
happen
all the
time.
Like, not, and I mean, a female's been trying to bring dudes together. I've seen it happen with guys too.
I've never seen that happen in my life. Ask the nigga you know who got caught his girl cheating on some new nigga, and they became friends with.
Yeah.
At that nigga.
Yeah, Adam.
They started off like, yo, you do this. It started off some business shit because it's like, yo, you fucked with her, but oh, you do this, like, yo, let's make some money.
That's cordialness to me.
And
that's
then
not
they
friends.
Ended
that's
up
cordial.
Being cool.
You could be cool. I could be cool, but you're not my friend. You get what I'm saying? You're not my friend. I'm not pouring my heart out to you like nothing. Nah.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on, because we all going to agree or disagree, but we know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
let's talk about damage and scorn, men and women.
Ooh.
Yeah, have you ever been damaged or scorned?
Who hasn't?
Damaged
Which one?
Or scorned, no.
Scorned?
I've been hurt?
Defined scorned.
I'm a little confused right now. You just poured the whole kind of juice out.
Because I don't have my alcohol, so I'm just going
to
drink some.
It was right here. Get a dress some of this. Though.
What she gonna put it? She fill to the
she
top.
She filled the whole pot.
When she done, she can fill it up.
Damage or scorn? Anybody?
Let me just start it off. damage? No. Mm-hmm. Scorn? No. Never had none of that. I don't know. I was set up a little different, prepared for yeses and nos. I think if you're prepared in life for yeses and nos, then nothing's really gonna hurt you. You understand? You understand that? People go into situations thinking it can only be one outcome. And you're going to lose every single time thinking like that. You know what I mean? Life is a gamble, man. You're rolling the dice. So have I been disappointed? Yes. Uh-huh. I've been disappointed a few times. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you expect more from people.
Yes.
But damage or scorn, I haven't gotten that as of yet. Because, you know.
Damage could come from being heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
Scorn also.
It can.
That's why I said
it can. But
I guess
never,
I'm thinking scorn in the in the
does come
in
from.
Like coming from heartbreak, and you carry this burden, I guess, around to like your next situations
like
or
a lot
throughout
of people
life.
Are until they allow themselves time to kind of heal from whatever it is, because like you leave from one situation, you like, damn, I really thought that's shit. I was engaged twice. Like,
damn.
Like damn, yeah. You was engaged twice.
Yeah.
You had two rings.
I've broken off two engagements.
Wow. How old are you?
32.
You're not ugly though. Your pictures don't do you justice.
Very pretty. Thank you.
Yeah, you look better. Than ugly.
But try not to smile too wide. Like be like a half smile.
Like, what? Hey.
Now
I'm fucking like, dude, I like the smile. I like the vibe. You're gonna have to deal with all of this.
Yeah. That's what's up.
You'll say you've been a little bit of both then?
I wouldn't say damaged. I wouldn't say damaged. I wouldn't say scorned. But I mean, I feel like coming out of the situation, it was definitely like tough. Like that's like love traumas. You know what I mean? Like you don't expect to go through certain things, especially if you feel like you're gonna spend the rest of your life with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So it's a little different. Like if you go through that, and it's like shit. Like I didn't expect this from him. So why the fuck would I not? Now it's like you don't put nothing past anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you're damaged per se, but you
But that is scorn. Because you're not putting because now you change your expectations for everyone. So that is scorn.
But when no,
for
see,
a good,
I don't
good,
expect
like a,
anything
it's still,
from anyone.
It's still scorn.
I don't expect
scorn
anything
is usually
from
have a negative connotation on it.
Scorn is a negative.
So like for me, for instance, right? I am very guarded. Right, I've been hurt.
Same here.
You know what I mean. I've been hurt bad.
Damage.
So, I wouldn't say it's damage.
I didn't want to say it.
I know. I wouldn't say damage because I'm still like I'm aware of who I am, and I'm still working through it. And I'm still open. I'm just not
right.
open. You get what I'm saying?
But why would that not make it damage?
Because I still love.
Exactly.
That.
And I'm still open to love.
I'm still so open to under love. Like I've never been hurt. So. I ain't under love. I don't feel like I'm damaged.
I ain't under love. Listen,
so let me just tell you what damage is.
Okay, maybe, please explain.
Damage is like a wound. You know, sometimes you have a little scar, you have to get stitches, and then, you know, everything goes back to normal, but there's a scar there. Something happened here.
So that means everybody's damaged.
I was just about to say that.
You just said you wasn't damaged. You've never been hurt.
Let's Jay tell it. He is.
You've never been hurt like that, but I'm sure you have scars. You have a scar right here.
No,
so
this
you've been damaged.
The fish tank fell on my face.
All right.
Exactly. So
but
face
he talking about relationship.
The fish tank fall on your face.
We had a big
your face is damaged.
Right? You were that short.
Yo, we have face. Oh, that was a home run. That was good. That was good.
Yo, I should cover you, though.
Yeah, I was short as a kid for a fish tank.
I was playing around.
But
playing
no, because number one,
he's talking about relationships.
Still, I know, relationship-wise, I'm still open to love. I had a moment where I was hurt, where I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't want to open up. I was just trying to get through it. But even throughout that, I still want, like,
But you change your expectation for men moving forward.
Do I change my expectations? No, because I believe everybody.
Your preference prior is not your preference now.
I believe that everybody's different.
Your preference then is not your preference now, correct?
No, it's the same preference. It's just that the person that I was dealing with wasn't my preference.
Part of your back?
What was that? The person that I was dealing with wasn't my preference.
No.
But my preferences are still the same. I just know what my preferences are.
So
more
your preference
now.
Been the same your whole life?
No.
That's what I just asked.
But when we're talking about, I'm talking about her preferences evolved based on her learning
from her experiences.
I'm growing. I'm
what
a growing
she
person.
Her expectations.
She has not changed her expectations.
She no longer prefers
to deal with people that treated her the way she was treated
Thank
before.
Thank you. It's a learning experience.
No more fuckboys.
It's a learning experience.
Are you serious?
Yes, motherfucker, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up.
But yeah, no.
Fuck you.
Everyone's dead.
You ain't had no because your
face
is precious.
Everything to you. You cursing me out. This is crazy. This is crazy, man. I just be getting punched.
Lai just said one thing.
Yeah, Lai ain't talking, babe.
He's real quiet.
He called you damaged, yo.
Have you ever dealt with a man or a woman that was damaged or scorned?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How did you try to make that work?
Man, I mean, I'm a very empathetic person. So I tend to understand a lot more than most. I'm actually empath.
High five.
Yeah, so like, I tend to
feel what they feel.
Right. Mm-hmm. And because of that, like, I'm a freaking human being.
What's your birthday?
January 26th.
Oh, you're Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, Cancer?
No, I'm a Libra.
Oh, yeah. My Libra is.
I got you.
Hold on.
But, yeah.
That's your sign?
Yeah.
Wow.
But.
That's right next to your birthday.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
31st.
Right?
Yeah, that's birthday twins, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, I tend to, like, I don't really judge people based on the shit that they've been through because I know I'm a work in progress. So, like, it's just like, all right, you know, as long as that shit doesn't necessarily affect us or as long as you are able to kind of self-reflect and catch yourself when it's like, you know what I mean? Like, spilling over into our shit, I'm not really going to hold it against you. So, I've been there before where I've taken on a dude that was, like, dealing with some shit and I was just like, damn, like, you know, like, my last long-term relationship, he was dealing with some shit. I was just like, all right, fine. I think I told you a little bit about it, the whole insecurity.
Oh, yeah.
But, nah, never again. I can't say never again. I don't know.
Yeah, because everybody come with some damage.
Everyone is damaged in some way or another, okay?
See,
your face is
some
damaged.
Way or another.
So you just said
oh, no, about that.
Right.
Everybody takes it differently, you know what I mean? Everyone, relationships are different for everybody because some people are really like some people live by thinking like their current relationship or the relationship they're in, or the relationship they want is their last relationship. I kind of don't move like that.
You like, should you know think like mean? That, though.
Yes and no. Because you got to be prepared for anything, because people are human.
That's true.
People
no, change
but every even day. If you're prepared people for it.
Mind. But when you get married, you say,
sickness and health,
you get married, you're going for the end game, right?
That's a fact.
So but, you don't want to think like, ah, this shit could be over any day. Right. That's not a good way to go into it.
It's not about thinking it could be over any day, but at the end of the day,
no expectations.
It's a possibility. So you just got to go in knowing what you're going to do, what you're going to contribute. That's the only thing you can be dedicated to. I can't be dedicated to you staying. You, the other person staying, that's not where my loyalty or my trust or my happiness or my attention is. My dedication is what I'm contributing. That's it.
I can agree with that, in anything.
That's the only thing in my control. I feel like people are so much worried about someone else's actions. They're so focused on this mm-hmm. person's actions. Because honestly, most people damaging and scornness is based off of someone else's action that they couldn't control. Mm-hmm. You was that invested that someone else saying, yeah, I'm done with this shit. Mm-hmm. Out of here. Fucked you up. Nah.
So you never had an experience.
Love can damage you crazy.
Everybody has an experience.
Then you don't love for real. I'm giving a fuck. Yo, you don't love for real, bro. Because when you in love, I mean, if that's your you're giving somebody the opportunity to hurt you. So if you get hurt, that's how you get damaged.
That's a fact. No, listen.
So how you get hurt and not be damaged?
You can still be hurt.
That's
you
a
could
skull.
Still be hurt.
Yeah.
You could still be hurt. I didn't say you don't hurt.
So you are you admitting hurt. That you've been hurt before?
I've been disappointed.
So are you always got an answer.
That's a synonym.
Nigga, you've been yes. hurt
have
before.
You,
fuck out of here.
Are you admitting that been, in your I've disappointment, you it's cried. Caused some hurt? Some pain.
You never sit in the tub.
Are you asking me? Are you asking me that I listen to Mary J. Blige?
I'm going there.
Yes. So he just admitted that at one point in his life he was scorned.
Yeah.
There we go.
He was hurt.
I
he
was,
can talk all
I was
he wants to.
But what I'm trying to say, I'm trying to get y'all to understand the way I'm thinking and the okay. way I move.
Now.
Control you.
Now.
Be, put your attention on what you're contributing. If you're giving 100, then the results don't matter. At the end of the day,
that's true.
The
and it's true.
Wait, you gotta focus on
you. You chose to leave.
That's
on
you.
100. Now you
on
out there dealing right. with 70s and 80s
but that's
and,
on
and
also
fucking
depends
40.
And that shit still hurt though.
From because if
it
you're not giving
it, no,
it from
does.
A
that shit still hurt because if you give everything, that's like damn. I gave everything.
It does hurt, but it come with a band-aid because you know you gave a buck. So it's kind of like
and that's
it's
how
not
you
the
should
same.
Look at it.
It's not
I
the
get,
same.
If I gave you know my all and you decided to shit on me once
it's like,
again,
it's like getting punched
that's
with a fucking box.
You.
Got a
like
little,
that's
got a
on you.
Like that's
on you. Listen, I believe in karma and there's good karma
yo,
and there's bad karma. What you do
this.
Is your karma. What I do is my karma. That's how I look at
this.
It.
Exactly.
Like regardless. So
I've
either way,
I've never seen somebody that do some damage to me. Or do some
and
some,
not reap what they sow.
Not
and
it's sometimes
a,
it's
a
right
better
on my
place
day.
You, right?
It's not up for me to not, do that. And it's never. I never have to. I mean, yep. I've never had to like. I mean, not in my adult age. Take matters into my own hands, like to like deal with it. It's just like yo,
keep it moving.
And there's not maybe the one ex, the one that was damaged. That's the only guy that I've dealt with that has anything bad to say about me that I'm not cool with. Like
nobody cool got nothing
everybody.
To say about me.
Like
none of mine.
Right. So it's like it really is a matter of why y'all hating you? What?
He's a hater. They both.
I
mean, that's the case.
Did you
hate that though?
I didn't do nothing.
I got peripheral. I got to see out of my peripheral. I look at. I can see.
Could
y'all
ask Sean to y'all, man? Sean, I'm innocent. I did nothing here. I just stood here.
They don't.
I just seen body language. That's all I did. I just watched it laugh.
We read body language, sir.
Right?
That's hello. That silence was hella loud. Get
thank
out of here.
You
just listen to y'all talk. Are y'all going to become friends now?
And so what if we do?
No, it's not a problem. No.
Yeah. Okay, neither one of us are dealing with either one of you.
No, we saying.
It doesn't apply, you know?
You have stuff.
What?
No.
Yo,
this is a good show today. This is a good show. I'm getting hot, man.
Give
Sean some Yave, please.
All right, look. What are some of the red flags in these type of people? Like people that you say as damage and scorn. What do you think is a red flag? You said jealousy. I think was the one you did insecurity.
I mean, insecure because of the insecurity. There's like the jealousy. There's like the violation of privacy. Sometimes there's like the constant like anxious movements because they feel like, you know, they're gonna lose you. You can never make them feel comfortable no matter how.
What form of that? And these scorn and damage people. Like what are?
I'm saying like what's some of the red flags think? Exactly. You met a man. You like, damn, this nigga's fucking scorn. He's damn it. He's fucked up. Like, what would be some of your red flags to make you feel like that about a person? While and how would you know it's not just their personality?
While she's thinking, I'll just say like the number one thing I don't like
energy
is when you like if someone say, oh my, like I don't want to keep hearing, oh my ex used to
comparison.
That's not cool. Hit me. That's not cool. No, I'm out. How about that? We're not even gonna have that.
But that's a form of red flag to a person who runs. A person who constantly runs.
I mean, I gotta go. I gotta go.
But that's a red flag.
Nah, yes, that's not a red flag. And I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna break it down. I'm gonna tell you why.
They're not open.
Whenever they're bringing it up, they want to break up or something like that.
I'm saying they don't make it to break.
I'm giving you a free course. Okay. So this is free. You don't gotta pay for this one. This is you gotta think of it like this. The way I see it is, whatever your exes are, that's cool. Like, you know what I mean? Cool. You got 10 exes, 50 exes, cool. No problem. By the time you get to me, that shit should be like, you should be clear. Now it's me and you. Whatever happened, happened. That's why you're not in those situations anymore.
I agree.
Now when you get to me, cool. If you're still thinking about or reminiscing or you move like this, nigga, you move, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. I'm too old to deal with that. I remember, I told you, I'm moving on 100. Give 100 every day. So I'm not. You don't deserve 100. You're operating on 30. Mm-hmm. What am I doing? Passing you 100, dog. Mm-hmm. What am I doing? That's not a fair exchange. I gotta go. That's what I'm talking about. So I gotta exit because you're not ready.
Right.
You're not ready for this buck. Right. It's too much. Right. If you plug your little what's the name? A fucking telephone socket. It's not gonna charge a fucking car. You understand? It's too much. The car need too much power. Well,
you coming
to
me to charge, and then you know, what I mean, you wasting your battery somewhere else.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that buck holds its value like the Jeep Wrangler, and I got one of those. You know what I mean?
Oh, I am black success.
I am.
Gotta knock.
No, got my shit. Like, you know how I do it. La, how you feel?
Yeah.
What's the question?
Have you ever been broken?
Signs, red flags.
I'm pretty sure you.
I agree. Nah, I agree with you on that one. Like when the comparison to the former always bringing up, like if say like you get up and want to go to the store. Oh, my ex used to say he going to the store. He be at another bitch house.
Yeah, like come on.
Shit like that. What's another red flag? I think. I don't know.
Any kind of warnings, like don't hurt me, like. This or don't do this to me, like yo, shorty, don't warn me. If we're together, then the plan is not to hurt you.
Or
you understand?
Detachment or attachment, like too much of the.
No, warning. A warning ain't bad.
A warning is not bad.
Nah,
to you.
I think if you was really getting serious and the chick be like, yo, don't play with me if you ain't really trying to take it serious.
That's different.
I respect
well,
that.
But that's not a warning. That's
because
like,
if you that's not like, take it serious, that shit'll kill you.
I'm saying,
nigga, I'm gonna kill you if you play with me.
If she's saying like. Other kind of warnings, it's like, why are you expecting this to happen? Like, why are you expecting me to violate? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's preparing herself for some bullshit, and she's trying to guide you away from it. Like, yo, shorty, if that's not happening, that's not happening. And why are you expecting it? I got to go off of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're operating off of 30.
You ain't coming with this, honey.
I got a Jeep Wrangler. You're operating off of 30. This is regular gas. I'm over here.
Premium. Yeah, I'm 93.
Different. And
when
I don't explain shit
different.
Neither. And I don't explain shit neither. I just be like, oh, okay. I'm going radio silent.
You don't need to say nothing.
Again, what do you mean? If you're in a situation already?
Nah, like if not in the situation, but if we're like building something and I'm like, all right, you talking to me about, you telling me don't do shit like my ex or whatever. I'm like, Oh, I see what this is. Okay, I'm not even.
But broken could also, like I said, it could either be detachment or attachment. Somebody could be too attached to you. You get what I'm saying? Where it's like you're just clingy, or like that's a form of brokenness too, and codependency. You know what I mean? Like I just need to be with you all the time, or I just need to hear from you, or I always got like jealousy, like I always got an issue or something like that. Like
that's a red flag too, and that's draining as fuck.
That's draining as fuck.
Yeah.
Well, it's clinging people.
Yeah, clinginess.
That's why
I don't like feeling like I'm in a corner. Like I feel like you holding me like this. Like get the fuck off me. I'm gonna push back.
I dealt with
too detached is a red flag also though.
It is. I've been isolation. That's why I said like okay, so I have another confession to make.
Damn. Two in one show. Tell us.
No, so like when I was like fresh out of like breaking up, like my second engagement, whatever. I was just like, yo, fuck that. Like, I'm not really taking nobody on, you know? Like, but it was like a guy that I was cool with, and we started kicking it, and it was like my first relationship after my daughter, and we were cool, but I couldn't allow myself to become vulnerable again. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't do it. It was just like, as much as I liked him, it was just like, and I was watching him fall, and I was like,
damage.
At that point, I was.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
I can own that.
You didn't want to jump into another relationship and possibility of getting hurt again. Everybody's human.
That's true.
But, like you said, everybody want to be loved, but nobody want to be.
Everybody want to be loved.
But you don't want to be hurt.
People don't want to be hurt, but
and that's the part of the process. The gamble.
But if you just got out of a relationship, like she said,
if you just got out, you need time. You need time.
You need time.
She was too tender. She shouldn't have been fucking. If you when you're tender, when you're tender, you should not be fucking.
You should not be feeling.
I believe.
Nah, you can't be fucking because fucking is gonna bring around so much. Especially good sex. Good sex bring out all fucking feelings. You know what I mean? So if you're tender and you know you care and you like and you want to be in a relationship and you shouldn't be fucking at this time. Take your time.
You gotta wait. Be aware of that. Yeah,
take some time off. Give your pussy a break.
Because all you're doing is
pump your pussy.
What do you call it?
G-Y-N your pussy.
Rebounding.
It's not even rebounding. You're looking for a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
You're looking Band-Aid for a gun wound.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking for a Band-Aid for a gun wound. That's a good one. So it's like you're doing this, or you're going to this person, or you're going to that person to escape from what you're feeling instead of feeling what you're feeling so that you can heal.
That wasn't that situation, because that was the longest time I went celibate. I was 377 days in.
Girl. At least you know.
At that point, I could have told you the minute, the hour. Okay, so no, it wasn't that. I just wasn't there. Like, I wasn't there. I was just like,
now you're back just single and mingling.
Oh, now? Yeah, I'm
fucking
I'm
and chilling.
I'm just
no. Ice cups ready.
Oh my God, no, not.
I got a friend. You gotta get with a dude from Coney Island, because it changes people's lives.
Really?
People just be happy. You get a Coney Island dude.
Palau happy right now.
Palau is in heaven.
I dealt with somebody from Coney Island.
Palau is in heaven. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry you ain't go through
I'm
right
front.
It was the wrong building.
It wasn't 2940.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, this is the last question of this topic, y'all. Yeah. Can you take responsibility in having part in damaging a man or a woman?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
So have y'all?
So y'all been fuck
somebody.
Girls?
Yeah, have y'all damaged somebody?
You was a fuck
y'all
girl
really
dating
city
to
girls?
Somebody?
Y'all really...
I'm not a city girl.
Real ass bitch, give a fuck, my nigga.
The thing is, I believe not intentionally. I think that
you should move the mic a little bit for they see your face more.
Should I stand up? I think that I have, but not intentionally. You know, people don't own their parts in things, so you know they tend to blame you for situations when you're transparent or when you know what I mean. You decide to. Stand up for yourself.
It sounds like you're beating around the bush. What did you do? Like,
I didn't do anything. I'm very transparent.
Who did you hurt? What's his name?
Come on.
I'm giving you all of that.
He's a good guy. Yeah,
who's
just
you hurt?
A dirty
it's not, I think I hurt more than one person.
All right, name
damn.
One of them.
I didn't do it on purpose, though. Like, you
is,
know what I'm saying?
Is one of them?
Excuse me. How did you hurt her? And how did you hurt her?
Mind your business.
In what ways? Like, you're saying, like...
I would say just be
You wasn't
myself.
Ready to give. You wasn't ready to give what he wanted.
I'm not saying that I
wasn't. You wasn't ready to be the person he needed you to be.
Yes.
You wasn't ready to give 100.
Wow.
But, I always give 100.
That's another show. That's another show.
No, okay, let me explain.
Your 100 is different at every point in your life.
Exactly. Your 100 is different at every point in your life. And people get attached to what you were because they don't want to grow. You get what I'm saying? So when you're growing at this rate and you're doing this and they're doing this, it becomes a clash sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not coming down here for you. You got to come up here. Facts. You get what I'm saying? So if I'm growing, you have to either keep up or, because I'm not going to stop moving. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to keep going forward. That's just me.
I like how she said she hurt somebody, but make it still blame on him.
Yeah. I'm not blaming
him. He couldn't keep up with me.
Blaming
him. That's what you're doing, though.
When a person...
I'm happy you called.
I am. You still make it seem like it's his fault. You said you did it.
That's a fact.
And you said he couldn't keep up with you. That's not your fault.
I take ownership on my part.
If you flourishing and involving, that has nothing to do with him. That's not you hurting.
You wasn't ready to be the person he needed.
That's not you taking responsibility for you to say.
Yeah. No, hold on.
Because I take responsibility for my actions.
You're never wrong for evolving and growing. That's not your fault.
You're never wrong for evolving and growing.
So what you said was... that you wasn't ready to be the person that he needed you to be. But
I didn't want to be the person that he needed me to be.
And
right?
who was that person?
The person that's just like all into my relationship and not into myself and my career and everything else. Like, I can't devote my whole life into pleasing you. I have to do other things as well, and you have to let me do that. And when you try to restrict me from doing things like that, I'm going to rebel, and I'm going to do it anyway. So then it becomes a clash, because you can't stop me from doing nothing that I want to do, especially when I'm not harming anybody and it's helping me grow. So because you don't want me to grow, because you're scared and you're attaching yourself to me and you don't want me to grow.
So you're going to say he's scared of you growing?
He was scared of me leaving because of the things that I was doing. Because of the growth that I'm doing.
He was scared of you succeeding.
Yes. Mm. Because, you know, some people...
He's trying to put you in a box?
Yes. Yep.
He didn't want you to succeed. So you was with somebody that didn't want you to succeed.
I was with somebody who wanted me to succeed, but they didn't... Not beyond a point. Yeah. There you go. They wanted to keep me in a box. Because some people fear that when you succeed, you leave them behind.
Mm-hmm.
So you hold on, not realizing that because you hold on, you're pushing a person away more. So then you become the blame, because it's like, you're doing this and you're doing that. And it's like, yes, I am doing this. And yes, I am doing that. And I'm not apologizing.
I refuse to go further. I can't go no further.
Because you're trying to ask questions.
It's not the hot seat. I'm not going to go further. Yeah. I'm going to leave it at that. I understand what you say. Elevate, sis.
I mean,
Black power.
And I'm going to continue.
I hurt somebody, but I can't really own that. Like, I can't own ever really hurting someone. Like, I've never been...
Thea, for the two engagements, did you get the ring back, or do you keep the ring?
Well, for the first one, I FedExed him the ring back. That's how I ended it. And the second one, I turned it into jewelry for my daughter, because it was her father's.
So did you give him a check for the...
Who?
The father. You gave him a check?
Gave him a check for what?
For the ring that he purchased.
No.
Well, yeah, that situation you was talking about earlier about the dude that was falling for you, and he was a good dude or whatever, but you just wasn't ready to get hurt. That's right there is like a situation where you could have hurt somebody or damaged him.
Yeah,
because
I thought
about
that.
He's going all in.
I was sitting here thinking about that, but no, it wasn't.
Was you honest with him?
Absolutely. I'm 100% then you can't transparent. I'm 100%. Like, I'm always.
Where's
like,
the non-transparent women? Because all the women are transparent.
Everybody's honest. No. Everybody tells the truth. Everybody tells the truth.
Like, no. You know what it is? They all get on Snapchat, put the flower shit. They like, I'm transparent. They think that shit.
You know
I'm
what it is? Because nobody got time for everything else. Nobody got time for all of that. Look, this is what it is. This is
y'all
how
got time.
You either gonna move or you not.
Y'all got time.
I am who I am. You take me as I am. With like, it's so crazy. I'm the type of person that will give you every reason to run first. Like, I'm gonna give you my ass to kiss first. Like, I'm gonna show you.
Not me. I'm the opposite.
Nah. I'm. I, if you could deal with me at my worst, then okay, I'm
what
I'm
kind of stupid shit is that?
Give me I'm not. I'm not. But you know what it is.
My I got a friend for you, yo. He could save you. What do you want to do, Thea?
Save me.
Would you want to be saved or he not?
You want a nigga to run? Give him the pussy first.
You been talking this.
Get a nigga the pussy first. You want him to run? Because if he really like you, he'll come back around.
I do what I feel like doing. If
now
I
you can
like
do whatever the fuck you want. You can be mean. You can do whatever the fuck you want. If I ain't fuck, I'ma hold on. Then I fuck you. Then you'll see if I like you or not.
And yeah,
you
that's get the reason that. Why that's finish line. I tend to try to not have sex initially. Cause
wow, you was gonna end up liking the nigga, and then he's still gonna play.
Not
you.
Necessarily.
Don't listen to
and
Steve.
Not necessarily, because guys be on they flip flop shit too. Like it's I don't want this. I don't want that. But then like 2 seconds later, I have sex and it's like, oh, where you going? You know what I mean? What are you doing? Like.
Pussy that good?
Mind your business.
That was your promotional platform.
Can talk about how good that thing is.
I have no need to promote that because it just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yo, listen, I got a friend for you. That's all I'm saying. He could save you. He got 401k. That's
Black. You ever damage anybody?
You've been saying that for a long time.
I've yet to
see any of these friends.
I'm gonna show you him. I'm gonna show you. He come pick you up. Let me text him.
Stranger danger.
Have I ever damaged anybody? Yeah, I think so. I think the way I am can damage people because I'm like harshly honest, and that's a bad thing for a lot of people, because a lot of people are lying to themselves. So
true.
Me, it's like I'm a jokester. I grew up joking, like you know what I mean. I grew up you have to fight and joke. I knew that, so I specialize both them shits. Like, you know what I mean? I said, you know what?
You got a black belt?
I'm gonna be almost. It's like a dark gray. It's charcoal.
Okay. So
I grew up, and you know I mastered the. Master the fighting, I master the fucking joking.
Yeah,
I have to master them shit. So it's like a part of joking when you realize how like jokes work and how to tell a joke and how to create a joke. It's like before you could tell a joke, you got to be honest with your truths. So this way, none of your jokes can hurt you. None of the jokes about you can actually hurt you.
Right.
So because of that, I became very open and honest and. You know, some people call it loudmouth or whatever. But because of that, I feel like even when dating, sometimes just telling the truth about how you feel and you know, what's going on and what you're not dealing with, it could hurt people. Because people want you... It's like everyone want to get punched with, like, a glove. Nobody want a direct fist to body. You know what I mean? Everyone wants some type of cushioning. Because it's like... that was a... You know what I mean? Everyone wants some type of cushioning. Because they don't want to deal with the truth or the reality or life, you know what I mean, in some way, shape, or form. So I feel like when I tell people the dead honest truth, like yo, I'm leaving this situation, and this is why, and this is what you did, this is what I'm walking away from.
I say I'm leaving.
So then, if that's the case, you know, then I heard
you don't
my
say
ex
you leaving.
Because I definitely
that's
was like,
growth.
Look, if you don't stop with your, like, we need to take a break because if we don't take a break, I'm going to cheat on you.
What's a break?
A break. Like
I don't do
space.
Breaks.
I need. That was the first time.
Well, are you fucking
time,
during the break?
No, I mean, it had no intention to.
If you was going to cheat, how you had no intention?
No. See, he was pushing me away from him doing the shit that he was doing.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, I found myself. When I know me, like in a relationship, I have tunnel vision. Like I'm not the type of chick. Like I have my boys, and my boys will likely know my man. Like no, they will know him. And they will be around him and us. And it's just because, like, those are, like, my bros. So, like, outside of them, if I'm speaking to anyone else or with that situation, I found myself entertaining conversations with folk that I knew were interested in me. So I was like, yeah, this is not me. This is not it. Like, this is not going to end well. And I'm not a cheater. I've never cheated on a man that I've been in a relationship ever in my life. Like, so I felt
never cheated?
Ever. I'm not that type of person. Either I'm going to be with you.
What does that mean that you're not that type of person?
She's not a cheater.
No, meaning I'm transparent. Okay, so my definition of cheating is doing something with someone outside of your relationship that you cannot discuss with your mate. if y'all so have
that's the case, I'm gonna cheat because I want him to know. Well, I ain't
care.
He found
you're
out.
A cheater. Well, you're Danny, a cheater. I know. So I'm looking for an exit.
If I can't say to you like, babe, I'm attracted to him, like I wanna see what that's about, then
that's cheating.
It's cheating. Cause you're not you're taking his choices away. Like, he's not aware of the fact that you are into somebody else and potentially wanna, and it's the same thing with.
So you had an open relationship.
No, we didn't. I didn't have those desires. Oh, you asked what type of person that was. So I was explaining that that's.
So you got tunnel vision, but you just like open communication.
Extremely open communication.
So, time out. You wanted to take a break because you seen somebody that you felt was you wanted to fuck?
No, I was entertaining conversations with someone that I knew wanted to fuck with. Yeah, exactly.
You were bored.
That I knew wanted to deal with
me. So, you're giving her an out. She was bored.
No, I'm a woman.
She was in a committed relationship.
And it wasn't even.
So, what if you're bored?
Yo.
Go play Nintendo.
No.
Go play Nintendo, stupid.
Yo. Go play Nintendo, Aisha. I wasn't boredom. I was drained. Like, the relationship was draining me. Shit made me feel like I was in a fishbowl. Like,
you about to get charged up by another nigga?
I was legit his muse. What?
You trying to get charged up by another nigga?
Yeah, kind of.
That's sad.
Aisha.
That's sad.
Yeah, we got to end this show, Aisha.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's sad. Call it what you want to, but that's what it was. It was what it was.
Do the last one.
So, yeah.
Damn, that last one was good, though.
Next one.
What?
That
last one was good.
There's no more.
Do it.
There's no more. He said there's no more.
Do it.
Last one was good.
Do it.
820, I'll do preach though. I preach.
Preach. We got 20 to spare?
29. Nah, it's over.
Yeah,
it's quiet. It's over. Let's wrap it up, man.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. That's
it, man.
Man, that was
good. Man, this is the end of our show, man. Yeah. Today was a good show. We want to thank.
It was a great show, man.
Yeah, our guests for pulling up.
Thanks, Thea. Although she came late.
I'm sorry.
If you would have came on time, we could have got to all the topics.
Could have finished all the topics.
I'm sorry. I really apologize. I had a blind moment. I put, you know how sometimes you have the streets and you put street instead of Ave and whatever. He told me, he was like, oh, I was hell stupid. First of all, don't talk to me like that, okay? Do not talk to me like that.
Sean, I'm going
to
tell you something,
right? If I was who I was before, my
we have my man, Sean.
Here, what?
Listen. Did you make it?
I texted her the exact address.
To be here.
This is
there
where it's located.
No link.
She tried to go into her Google app and punch in what she think I wrote.
No, why put it in Uber.
I texted
you. And you know how the address comes up?
Tap it and go right into your shit.
Right. You know how the address comes up? You put the address in, it's like predictive.
You don't got a smartphone. That's what I'm starting to think.
That's what I did.
You walk around with a real big iPad that's not the iPhone 12. I know that's not.
Okay. Oh, that's my man.
My man.
All right, throw your shout outs out, though. This is the end of the show.
I mean, just shout out to, you know, BHW, Brand Holy Water Podcast. Y'all doing y'all thing. I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep me entertained. You know, love is love.
You're welcome.
My squad, you know, I have my I don't know, shameless plug. My group or whatever, my spot, we did our event last night. Wait, time out. We ain't even touched on that. We gonna touch on that in a second.
No, don't touch on that on this.
We got time. We got time.
Yeah, so like, that's it. Just, I mean, my peoples, y'all know who y'all are. I don't know who's watching because I really don't have my gadgets out, but all my peoples, y'all know who y'all are. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. And thank y'all for having me here. Appreciate all y'all peoples, you know. Keep doing what y'all do.
You're welcome.
How to the people.
A lot of one.
Like stuff. Oh, happy birthday, Malcolm X.
Oh, girl.
Shout out to Brother Malcolm.
Too. Happy birthday, Malcolm X.
That's why you should have had your glasses on today. You fucking
I should have had the
you
Brother Malcolm's on. That's a fact. I got him in the car, son.
See?
Yo, Sean, what am I talking about?
So I'm definitely shouting out that revolutionary man right there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Shout out to Thea for coming through. We appreciate you. Catch us June 9th. Get your tickets. Yeah. Get your tickets.
Yeah.
We are going into a new week. Make sure that it is productive. Make sure that you are doing your self-work. Make sure that you're just being the best you that you could possibly be this week.
Yeah.
Get some goals accomplished and do you.
La Hot Seat coming up.
Yeah, La Hot Seat coming up.
And final show is La Hot Seat. it's gonna be serious.
Everybody got questions.
Friendship is off the line that day. Not his friend. That is real.
You gonna reveal friend secrets?
It's real.
It's real. Yo, if I don't keep it real, I'm not coming. I'm not coming June 9th.
You gotta keep it real.
If I don't keep it real, I'm not coming June 9th. And Locke can't beat me. It's gonna be real. I'm getting real. Go ahead,
Lon.
Give your shout out.
Tight
right now, yo.
Yeah.
Shout out
the bro. Yo, Handsome15 Instagram,
Craven Moore. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm at Lady Mogulette, guys. Mogul ETT. Yeah. On Instagram, Snapchat, all that stuff. Yeah.
That's what's
up. Get your tickets June 9th, Brown Hollywood Day. Yeah, I know, right? She don't know, man. She don't know. Yo, get your tickets for the June 9th Brown Holy Water Day Party, man. Also, t-shirts, tank tops, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Thank you, everybody, for pulling up.
Yeah.
One show left, like they said, June 2nd. That'll be my hot seat. Yeah, we taking next week off, Memorial Weekend. So, somebody got a barbecue, invite me, because I'm coming out.
Fact.
Fuck that. Other than
that's
that.
Greedy.
She's still talking.
Yeah.
Other than that, no. She's gonna learn. I don't know.
Look at his mic. Everybody,
she's gonna learn.
We all got regular mics.
She's gonna, it's her first day. She's gonna learn. Oh, she's hard headed. She bad. Aquarius. That's
yeah.
Time
thing. Thank you for understanding.
I get it. You, it's my sign. I get it. Save assholes. Careful. Other than that, yeah, man. Be blessed, and I holler at y'all in 2 weeks. Y'all come back for the hot seat. Y'all know it's gonna be lit.
Yeah. It's your boy Black Success, and I just want to tell y'all before I leave that when you look this good and your skin is moisturized
and damaged,
your ears are glowing, my face is damaged, but it's all right, you know what I mean? My
you got coconut
said,
oil on?
I got Danny Spice shit. I got the Danny Spice shit.
Shameless.
Yo,
plug
Danny,
again.
Seriously, cash at me, bro. This is disrespectful now. I'm doing too much free promo right now, yo. But, like I said, yo, it's gonna be serious. Next week we're gonna take off, so I'm gonna be driving around Brooklyn for no reason, playing music very loud.
Facts, we out
for no reason whatsoever. I have no destination. I'm just gonna be driving around, stopping by wherever you guys are at, wasting gas, premium gas too.
Polluting the
but
air.
I want to say this: June 2nd, La have a problem that day, and if you love La, don't watch the show. Watch the show that day, please. Please, because they're saying I don't bring the smoke to the dudes. Guess who get to be the first example? Guess who gets to be the first example of the Smokey Robinson?
Yikes.
And I'm wearing the boxing gloves in case La feels staticky after the show. So it's going to be fucking crazy. And then June 9th, we're going to make up because we got the big party June 9th at Fusion. I'm going to be there.
Please get your tickets, y'all. It's crazy.
I got it all. Ladies and gentlemen, I got it all. I know most of y'all want to come see me only. Don't worry about the ladies. They're not important. Don't worry about La. Ladies and gentlemen, June 9th, you're going to see me fresh, everything new, fresh outfit. Fresh outfit, I promise you. Please, preach, you get us out of here. June 9th, take a link in the bio, in the comments. I'm going to do it now. Preach, get us out of here right now. Go by the name of I Am Black Success, Coney Island, Brooklyn.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch. Drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch. Drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch. Drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch. Drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.